All right, to be fair, good dude. He's a P1 in the station. Andrew, who was with Jimmy last night, the Andrew Duncan, did a really nice job. I hope Schreiner is away. I hope they have Andrew in the mix there.
Did Schreiner get Wally pipped?
No, he's out doing a little business. Andrew said he said Fred would be fired after the 25-26 season.
Oh, 25. Okay. 25.
All right, so at least gives him a year to enjoy the NCAA. The more talk about Nebraska basketball and what they're doing with the roster just reiterates the point even more. Bryce Williams needs to be a bigger dude than he was last year.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Williams needs to be an all-conference guy, 30 minutes a game, 15 points, 6 rebounds minimum. He's got to shoot about 40% from three-point range. As they construct this roster, and I think they feel good about the guy from Rutgers, I think they made some progress on William Kyle. Not where I'm like, oh, Nebraska's the favorite, but as they construct this roster, all I can think of, Bryce Williams needs to be all-conference for Nebraska to get back to where they were this year.
And I think he's got the ability to do that. The way that he ended the season, and you before that, when he actually strung 5 or 6 games together there towards the end of the year where he was a major, major factor, then you could go back into certain games where it might have been the first half, might have been the second half, where he asserted himself. And he at times would take over in consecutive possessions where he looked like he had the confidence to be that guy. So I think it was very encouraging to see the way that he ended the season, because there were moments in the season that you would kind of forget where he was, and you would be looking at what Casey's doing, and then Casey would go cold, and you're looking around, okay, can Rink knock a couple of down? Then you're thinking, wait, what about Bryce Williams? But I was very encouraged the way that he ended the season.
How come Rink Mast hasn't put out a video yet?
I don't know if he knows what he's doing yet.
So Nebraska has 5 scholarships available?
Mm-hmm.
Rink Mast hasn't said if he's coming back or not.
Nope.
And we need a video?
Yep. Got to know. And then it's going to be the whole, oh, thought you guys already knew I was coming back. Do I need to make a video? Do I need to make that announcement? Yeah, you do. That's where we are.
All right, no AK here. He's watching grown men crash into each other in the fourth week of spring ball.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the running to the scribes again.
No. It seems like spring football has gone on for a long time. It took us a while before we started talking about it
because
we were paying attention to a lot of basketball.
We had hoops.
But now it seems like I want the spring game this weekend.
No, I get what you said, because yesterday you were talking about everything's boring. So let's keep it that
usually
way.
It's usually this weekend.
So here's the storyline of Nebraska spring football. These are the themes. Nebraska's building depth. They've had a good spring. No injuries, which is the most important thing of anything during spring. And the quarterbacks have been as advertised. They're competent enough that you can change your win total by a win and a half. Jamal Banks is the real deal, and Riley Van Poppel needs to play more. Now, also in that mix is the Hill brothers, not related, have had a nice spring. And Isaac Gifford is a football player, like just a flat-out football player. But it's been an ideal spring for Nebraska because they haven't had any drama, haven't had any injuries. Again, most important, and they've been able to get a lot of work in with all the reps that they've had. And I think it's when they go to fall camp, maybe not officially or not, they will only have a couple of spots that are open that are up for grabs and starting. I think they will have, on one hand, the number of positions that are truly open to have a battle. I think everything else is going to be pretty much sewn up, whether they say it publicly or not. So there you go. So that's a nice thing to have going into the fall, because they're not going to mess around in the fall. I mean, they're going to hit the ground and they're going to get going. And to have guys that have gone through spring that have all those reps, and also you know who your main guys are going to be, then you start working on UTEP, Colorado.
Yep.
You start working on future opponents. Instead of teaching, you're installing quicker.
Yeah. And that's what I... When you thought about it, it made sense. But hearing you mention Gifford and some of the other guys on the defensive side, you know, Nash talking about it as well, of their familiarity with the system, where they were a year ago, of the install of that, getting the concepts down. There was the great analogy that was brought up about the new house. And I just, you think about how good, not just the defense, but this team with a lot of the pieces, whether we're talking about offensive line and the quarterbacks just getting the chance to experience that, sort of push each other, but experience that in the spring, that you do have guys that are going to get into the fall that it's not necessarily going to be about, okay, the system itself and where they need to be, the playbook itself, where they need to be, that a lot of these guys are so in tune to it that it's about just their individual fine-tuning and where you can throw a lot more at them and probably gain so much more ground this time from compared to a year ago. And when you get into the fall, how much more ground that you can gain in development and getting ready for this season. That to me is the exciting, the most exciting thing about what this team has because of the amount of experience that comes back that went through that very critical part of laying that foundation, but it's been laid. And now you've got other guys that are following suit because going back to the reps and how they run practices, even in spring when they go through all of this, how much more adjusted they're going
to
be.
All right, so I'm ready to get rid of spring games for the most part. More fun, less football. I think guys should sit out. I actually think Nebraska should sit a lot of guys next Saturday. I especially think a lot of defensive guys should not play in this game. That's just the way it is. They've done their work. They got their work in. There's no, do not put yourself in the chance of being an having an injury.
Yep.
That just wrecks. Yeah.
Get out.
Sit. I hope they sit a lot of guys. I hope they have a lot of load management for the spring game. And I'm fine for it because now spring game should be about the younger players. Mm-hmm. Let's get a look at guys that haven't played very much. Okay? Let's put them under the lights. The other guys we've seen, man, they played before 90,000 before. So I'm more into younger guys. And I think we're seeing that around spring. Lane Kiffin has got it. More fun, less football. But there are places where people are going to come watch because you've always supported it. Whether it be in Columbus, whether it be in State College, whether it be in Tuscaloosa or in Lincoln. You know, Nebraska will have 60,000 for their spring game. And it's one of the weird debates, like, hey, look at the attendance I had at my Tupperware party. Oh, look at what the attendance I had at my spring game. I mean, it shows that you support football year-round. Yeah. But I'm not having a measuring contest about, hey, you guys had 80. We had 81,000. Now, am I a little surprised that there's 50,000 tickets out? A little bit, because there is new head coaches draw some, you know, like, oh, let's go see this.
Let's see the system.
Quarterback battle draws this, and you have the most celebrated quarterback that's ever come to Nebraska. I wonder, in Nebraska's case, in the pre-sale, ticket prices have gone up. So it's 15 and 25 are the ticket prices. And then I didn't know this. Has this always been the case that if you're 18 and under, you got in for free?
I thought that that was younger than that.
Because 18 and 17? Under now is a $5 ticket.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought if you said, I'm going to say no to drugs with T.O. at halftime.
You got in for free.
You got in for free and you got to run on the field.
I was going to try that. I'll say no.
See, that's one of the things they took away. Damn
COVID. They haven't done the pledge
damn
forever.
COVID. Yeah, COVID. And then you had...
Say yes.
I mean, you can't have a coach up there saying, hey, say no to drugs and they got to dip in. I think that's like, that's awkward.
Yeah. Now it's jerky stuff.
But now it's like $5 for 18 and under.
Inflation, man.
Yeah, I always thought, I thought you were free, maybe not up to 18. I thought it was 12 and under or 16 and under. I guess I didn't know it was 18, but.
How old are you, sir? Six.
Yeah, like a five-year-old. We went to a. Went to a Miller North soccer game last night, and I just brought Reese. They didn't even blink. They were like, "All right, you know, you pay your adult fee. There's no kids getting for free." They didn't even look at them. They're like, "Yeah, have fun. Come on, that should." I mean, see, it's especially with what you're consuming, like as the fan, what you're consuming as a young person. It's not, to me, it's not worth that.
It's like a family reunion is what spring football is. People you haven't seen since last football season.
Yeah.
You get to see a little football. You got 2 hours. Every coach just wants to get through it.
Right.
Without injuries, get through it. Let everybody have a little experience. But I'm into resting guys. Those guys have put in 14 practices. You know exactly what they can do. Let's play the younger guys. We always clamor in the fall. Like, once the season gets started, we're like, hey, tell me about some of the younger guys that are redshirt and how are they doing behind closed doors. No, let's play him in the spring game.
You see him in full speed.
Yeah. Well, you got to see what your depth is. If you have injuries, you got to know what's there.
So this is also curious. And you know, I already know that we're NFL light. So I would like to see, like, you know, what we do in the NFL in training camp. Hey, let's say the boys from Brookings or the guys from Ames come on over to Lincoln in August and you have a little scrimmage on the weekend. I love what the levels down from FBS and FCS are doing here in the spring, that they can actually have a scrimmage against each other. Like, you know, Kearney scrimmaged over at Lewis Central the other day.
Didn't junior colleges do that too?
But
Yeah.
I don't. Do they?
I thought they did. Yeah.
Iowa Western still plays a spring game, but I don't. I think it's just their blue and white game.
Okay.
So as we move forward, and spring games take on a different kind of feel, and you have, of course, bowl games that will not be in the 12-team playoff. What are you more likely to get hot takes out of? A meaningless bowl game or spring football?
Spring football.
Yeah.
Absolutely spring football. Because you haven't seen the season yet. And this goes back to even when we would see guys.
But wait a minute.
Everybody always uses the Breon Carnes example.
I thought bowl games were a precursor to the following season.
Used to be.
Sure, there was. Yeah, Jimmy, you're right. There was a time that it did used to be that.
You used to be able to drive to road games, too.
Now your participation level in those games, and I think even in the non-playoff era games, where if you're a coach and you maybe see it as a reward to play some of your younger guys, hey, you got a fourth game that we can use without burning a red shirt? Let's let the kid play. So the way that they're even managed, even if you do have your full assortment of a roster, are completely different. The whole bowl system, the whole bowl games, non-New Year's Six and non-playoff, are completely different.
Just protect the Pop-Tarts Bowl, that's all.
And let's be honest, it's pretty ridiculous to have major hot takes after a spring game, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that hasn't stopped us.
No, absolutely it hasn't. But when you think about it, and we've had plenty of examples of guys that walked away from the spring game, like, there's your MVP. What's he going to do in the fall? Boy, did you see him that spring game, though? He looked like he could do something. Wait, why is he not playing? Well, he must be injured. Because I saw him on that Saturday at Memorial Stadium. He looked great. Man, Breon Carnes is a stud. Who was the running back? It wasn't White Mazur. It was the kid from Millard West. Brody Belt.
Yep.
Had a really good... and he, you know, he factored in a little bit, but... He was a reserve. He was a spot type guy. But you're watching him in the spring, you're like, damn, he could give you a workload of 25 carries for maybe $110. Let's go. So I still think it's always going to be spring because you're trying to pick out the guys that you feel could be the sleeper, could be the X factor that we didn't hear as much about.
And then you seem smart when it happens. Like,
yeah,
you picked him. I did. I found him.
And
I bought him.
And this year's a great example of the young players, the amount of guys that you have as early enrollees. If you see them and you're watching what they can do, you're like, geez, this kid's a freshman right now. He doesn't look like it, or he's not playing like it. I think there's going to be a lot of playing time for this freshman. So some of that can actually carry into the fall. Some of those hot takes or opinions of what you saw from this person, hey, it might come to fruition. The bowl games, as far as takeaways, are ridiculous.
We should go back to 1961 when they had the varsity versus the alumni.
Oh my God, they had that?
Yeah.
They had an alumni game?
Yeah. Thankfully for Nebraska, the varsity in the 10 games they played against the alumni went 8-1-1. Just looking here, so this is how spring games have changed.
I remember varsity JV.
We have not had an addition to the spring game record book individual since 2006 when Titus Brothers returned a kickoff for the white team 100 yards. Now we've had like team records, but nothing individually.
Yep.
You guys know who won last year, right?
Who won the spring game last year?
Yeah.
I believe it was Team White.
White's on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Remember what happened in that game last year?
Yeah, there's a lot of turnovers.
It's cold too.
A lot of turnovers. And it wasn't Jeff Sims, of all people.
No, it was.
Yeah, he had one, didn't he? I thought he just had one.
He didn't look so good.
No, yeah. He didn't, but he was also very vanilla. I thought he only had one.
I thought he had more than one, because I remember we talked about it on Monday, and we're like, yeah, it's okay, it's just spring game.
Yeah, we were like, you know what? Yeah. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's why, in my head,
everyone wasn't have that yet, many. No.
But I give credit to Rule, because he has already laid out that this will, you know, it will not be a normal game, like a normal spring game.
Yeah,
I think they will rest, or not rest, but they just, to avoid injury, they will sit. Like, there is no reason to play your frontline defensive line guys.
Nope.
Okay, because you have depth there, and so let the second and third teamers
go out
and play. Like other positions where it's already established their starting lineup.
What is Saturday going to do that? What is next Saturday going to do?
Jalen Daniels played three plays last Friday night, my friend told me. Devin Neal played three plays. They saw him run. Oh, you're good. Sit it down.
Probably
see you in August.
Probably three more than he needed to.
That's what I said. I was like, honestly, you just let him run for a touchdown. Give him the, yeah.
The running backs, that one's going to be interesting just because you have guys that are not participating or at least cannot withstand contact right now. But, yeah, defensive line. Hell, there's even offensive linemen. Wow. If you hear what Matt Rhule is talking about, what Donovan Riley was talking about last week as far as the depth is concerned, you give those twos and threes, threes and fours, all of the reps.
I forgot we had Richard Torres who was still here last year playing in this game.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was one of the first out afterwards.
And then remember when Bonner was a fullback?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, those were good times. Caden Proctor officially in the portal. I wonder where he'll go to school. Iowa State? We'll come back and put a wrap on this show. 1620 The Zone.
Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone and 16. 16-